Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we embrace this brand new day that you have given unto us. We come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. As we confess every sin of omission and commission. We thank you for a brand new day. We embrace the gifts of this new day. And Father, we give it back to you that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours. Thank you, Father. Thank you as we rise and shine this morning, that every satanic agenda, plot, plans, ploy, and contract has been crushed by your power. And we are so grateful. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our listening audience around the globe. Thank you, Father God, for the principle of increase and growth and maturity. Thank you for the woman of God who is coming forth this morning, Father God, to share your word. And Father God, your word is faithful to always return back to you, mission accomplished. And for this, we say thank you. We say thank you. So Father God, bless the ears of the hearers, Father, for faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'd like to say good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Truly, this is another day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, 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 great. And greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table as a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet faithfully on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're here today. Amen. And we're glad to be here. Glad to be counted in the number. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. And we have been sharing on prayer power. And it has been a blessing. It has been a blessing to remain on one subject. When you remain on one theme for a period of time continuously, you can get more out of it. And we're not skipping and scattering from subject to subject, but we can soak everything there is to say about the subject. And because faith cometh by hearing, and we've been hearing it over and over and over for the last several weeks, I'm telling you, there has been change. Amen. The change has been manifested in our own personal lives. Amen. Glory be to God, and corporately. Amen. And so we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. So we are continuing today. Amen. And as we come, and before I introduce to you our, amen, evangelist on this morning, we want to play our prelude at this time.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Amen, amen, amen. Prayer power. Amen, amen, amen. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. This morning, coming to us all the way from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is bodacious, to say the least. Not afraid or threatened by the adversary, but she knows who she is and still discovering, amen, unmaturing and just manifold witness, amen, of the glory of the Lord. Amen. She's a prayer warrior. Amen. She is a learner. Amen. She studies to show herself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, line upon line, a precept upon precept. Amen. So we thank God for her. Amen. She was recently ordained, or the ceremony, amen, she's always been an evangelist. Amen. But the papers were conferred over not that long ago. We thank God for papers. Truth of the matter is you don't need none. But we thank God for it. Amen. But we're talking this morning, amen, about none other, amen, than our evangelist Denise Jackson. Amen. She is coming to us, amen, to give us, amen, what thus saith the Lord on this hour. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist Denise, that we might receive her for her grace and for her abilities.
Bless the Lord, Alfreda Bradford. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you well. Good morning, and thank you so much for being here. And the floor is yours. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. My phone has turned color red. I've never seen it turn that, but it is all right. It's a strange thing. The screen is red. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I give God the glory, Pastor Bradford. It's just such an honor. I was talking with some women. I said, Pastor Bradford, it gave women platforms. It is so great. And Apostle is one who's been sent and built. I said this to you before. I don't give flattery. That's what I don't do. I give words of admonishment. We ought to admonish our leaders, and that is so with me. I don't want to give no bio of myself, but when I met you years ago, Evangelist Nancy, and I just saw her last week. at that time, I was never given, but it's appointed time. I want to go in that. but I'll go into prayer. So I give God glory. It is an honor and it is a privilege to study your word, to be able to give out what you have studied. So that's crucial. See, apostle or rather the apostle or bishop, we study so we can administer, do the work of evangelists. We all are called to do that. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua, Hamashiach, soon coming master, we glorify your name. Yesterday is gone. It was human yesterday, going to be human today. We enter in. We don't wait till we probably go to church tomorrow, go online tonight, go online tomorrow, go on a Zoom call today. We don't wait to go into a Zoom call. When I rose like 4:30, I laid back down for a minute, and when I rose, when you allowed me to arise this morning, all of us, is our reasonable service to enter to your gates with thanksgiving, grateful unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. For that. See, you became the ultimate sacrifice. We don't need no she-goats and lamb goats and billy goats and all this. You were slain, for us, Father. We can come boldly into the throne of God that we may attain grace. For that, I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Intercessory prayer. And I thank God I could have dropped the mic on that introduction, Apostle, when you talk about prayer with that interlude. It would drop the mic. I ain't had no gold, no feather on that one. But yet God has given us something. I thank my fellow co-laborers, Deaconess Hattie, Elder Carte, those that went, Pastor Erica Bradford, those that went before me, Evangelist Annette Wilson. These are some of them that I heard. These are three. I can't name every one, which I could name quite a few. Those are that I heard. Actually, all my co-laborers that will go have went before me and come after me. Amen. I greet them in the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ. What is intercessory prayer? Let me get into it. Intercessory prayer is not a prayer of praise or unloading of one's burdens or a daily bread prayer. On daily bread, Minister Tyrone, they're very important. I use them as I hand them out sometimes as witnessing tools and things. So, but intercessory prayer, instead it is appointed. I'm going to also, my subtitle will be the nature. What is the characteristics? What is the characteristics? And before I came online, the Lord said, it's not a cue. You know, when a teleprompter that you read and it tells you, no, it's not a cue thing. Something that's unctioned by the Holy Spirit. Instead, it's appointed, persistent pleading on behalf of someone else. Pointed. You aim the target specifically. And you did a study of Pastor Barbara several, and I have mine, some of the prayer warriors. Y'all don't remember this? Y'all remember that? Sometimes they remember, sometimes they don't. But you talked about what an intercessor was. Not all of us are prayer warriors, but I conclude, Pastor Barbara, I'm always willing to learn from other people, too. You mentioned that, and yes, I am. We all should be. I can take correction, godly correction, because the Bible says you become wiser. But I don't believe everybody is no intercessor. We ought to intercede for everyone. Let me be clear. But here, as I read about intercessor, if somebody jumped into a fight, baby. You said about Evangelist Nancy, how she didn't play. My sister that I live with, she ain't playing the natural either. Not at all. She was ready to put her dukes up. That's what they ready to put their dukes up. They don't have to be a cue to perform something, and they ready. Appointed, persistent, pleading on behalf of someone else for a deep need. Specifically in the New Testament, we read that Jesus and the Holy Spirit interceded on behalf of God's people for various reasons. And some of the prayer partners have brought some of those people forth. But the most prominent were their ability and access. These are two nature qualities, attributes of intercessory prayer. That's why I'm bringing out quality attributes. What is the nature? What do it look like? What do everybody say, I'm an intercessor. I'm going to tell you the quality, what it looked like. Everybody's not an intercessor. No. And I'll say this. A lot of times when you go to minister and stuff, your experiences can be very valid. But yet we don't want it to be intertwined where it doesn't talk about the nature of Christ. I'll go to the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was there. They couldn't stay with him but half an hour. Some people can't hang in there with you because they intertwine what they're dealing with, which is not necessarily a wrong thing. That separates the nature of the intercessor. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I ain't want to get in trouble. That separates the intercessor. Some people go through things, they ain't got time to call Pastor Bradford. Really? I mean, I've seen this in my experience. Intercessors, they'll jump in when they just lost a husband like I did. They'll jump in when their son's head gun got blowed off. They're still jumping for you. Okay. Ability. Jesus interceded to bring us salvation because we didn't have ability or strength to save ourselves. The ability of intercession. Hebrews 7:25. Sister Nisha gonna bring her scripture, show him. Hebrews 7:25. Jesus lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. This scripture teaches that Jesus lives forever to intercede on our behalf. Access. I talked about ability. Access. 8:26-27. And the same way the Spirit helps in our weaknesses when we do not know what we ought to pray. But the Spirit itself intercedes for us through wordless groans. In verse 27, Romans 8:27, and he who searches our hearts know the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. In accordance with the will. He intercedes in accordance. It has to line up. That's the nature. According to the will of God. Intercedes. You know, a lot of y'all look at that football and all that interception. Someone will come and come and block the ball from doing something for the opponent team and intercede. Interception. Come in your behalf. This scripture says that you don't know what to pray. Oh, I know. You know you don't all the time. No, you don't. When a lady told me that her son, she had twins, and her son took and he never woke up. No sickness, nothing. The autopsy, natural. What I would say to Prophet Deborah, nothing. I was silent. God gave me the cue to speak. Intercessory prayer. You jump in a fight, ready to intercede on behalf of others. It is, again, it is a pointed, persistent pleading. Actually, your intercessor, it had nothing to do with you. What you saying, Evangelist? I hope y'all can hear me. It has nothing to do with you. When you begin to intercede, and I'm not even reading no notes right now. When you begin to intercede, it's the Holy Spirit. It's no longer you. You have vessels there, but it is the Holy Spirit. It has complete control. Over. See, that's the difference. No, it's not you. Forget that. And if you want to say it's not a pointed, persistent prayer. Let me go to the nature of intercessory prayer. It's a point that we learn to intercede on behalf of others in our prayer. And I think someone talked about Nehemiah. I spoke about him earlier, and someone else called me yesterday and said, Sister Dean's Nehemiah. I said, no, you didn't. So that was a confirmation. Pastor Bradford preached about Nehemiah, too. I remember. Hope y'all remember some of this stuff. Nehemiah interceded on behalf of an entire nation, and God worked to restore its purity and dignity. Nehemiah, a Jew who was advisor to the king of Persia, heard some heartbreaking news from a godly brother named Hananiah. The Jews who had been allowed to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple were not living in accordance to the law of God at all. Having given up on returning Jerusalem to a respectable state, when Nehemiah heard this, he immediately turned to prayer and became an intercessor. Is that like words? Immediately, he turned to prayer and became an intercessor. When people hear your situation, I have to watch a lot of times what I say. Someone told me, you're quick to say something. You know, a lot of times somebody say, how you doing? And we always say that statement. You know, don't you hear it when you're on the street, when you're going to the market? How are you today? How are you doing? Oh, I just lost a husband. My child just was murdered. How many people sit there and see this with you? I can't hear nothing. Okay. Half the time people, but just the brother you saved too. What salvation got to do with that? It has to be appointed, persistent. You're called for the nature of interceding. We not counting nobody out for what they're called. We all have gifts up in here. But an intercessor, they're appointed. Apostle is sent. They're appointed. We all supposed to, you know, have compassion. If I said such a joy and this happened, Sister Nisha, let's pray. Okay. When Nehemiah heard this, immediately he turned to prayer and became an intercessor. And became an intercessor. I said it's not a daily bread prayer. It's not a, Lord, help them, and you hit it and quit it, as I joke with my church members. It's not that kind of prayer, honey. I'm just trying to inform you what it is, the nature of it. It's not that. Here are 10 simple principles that we glean from Nehemiah's example, which will enable us. Now, Sister Denise, you saying all that. Okay, I'm going to tell you from Nehemiah. 10 simple principles that we can glean from Nehemiah's example, which will enable us to become powerful and effective. Apostle Bradford said that in the interlude. I love the interlude. You're going to drop the mic on that. It's a powerful tool. Prayer is powerful. And that's our theme, prayer power. I love prayer. I told Pastor Bradford when I met her, prayer. I love winning souls. I think that's on the top. Ministering, all that's wonderful. But prayer, absolutely. Y'all want to know about me? I absolutely love prayer. Nehemiah 1:1-3. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Akaliah. Now it happened in the month Cheslev, in the 20th year. While I was in Susa, the capital, that Hanani, one of my brothers, and some men, that was his fellow co-laborers, and some men from Judah came. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity. See, they still was corrupt. And see, Jesus still is interceding. The other day, though, he intercedes on your behalf. He interceded on the cross. Let me put it this way. While you were still dropping it, Denise, drinking, smoking, doing fornication. Oh, Denise, you did that. What about yours? But while you were still doing these things, he went to the Father on your behalf. He interceded and pleaded not guilty in a court of that you were condemned, and he became non-condemnation. Let me put it that way. Sister Denise, have you committed these crimes of lying and stealing? Everybody broke the Ten Commandments. I'm going to throw that out to you. If you committed one, you're guilty of all. Yes. Yes, Your Honor. Jesus, come and intercede. I will pay the cost of the bill. Of her lying bill. How much is that? $500. I'll pay it. Paid. Intercede in your behalf. While you're still in foolishness, he still intercede. Nehemiah. They still had done wrong and here in Jerusalem. And there were some who had survived because they tore it up. They tore the city. See, he'll turn you into your captive. I don't want to do no study on that. But if you want to do wicked, he'll turn you over to more wickedness and you'll become a slave to wickedness. Okay, I'm going to move on. The remnant there and the prophets who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are burned with fire. Joshua, he, the walls came tumbling down. These are being rebuilt with Nehemiah. Pastor Bradford preached on this. Yep, because it's coming to me. He refused to come down off the wall. A couple of years ago, she preached about it. He refused to come down. Principle number one, the intercessor. I'm talking about intercessor, the power of prayer. What is intercessory prayer? I told you it wasn't those little shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop type of thing. No, not intercessory prayer. That's not where you're going to find it. And I'm not overlooking anyone prayer, because if you say, Lord, help me, that's a prayer. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for always getting me out of anything that I might get into. I give him glory. Help is a prayer, because that's what I said when my husband died. I was feeling a little moment when in the bathroom, because I saw myself slipping into deep darkness. Yeah, I was about to slip over. And all I said was, help, thank you, Holy Ghost. And he came, and like an angel came and just gripped me out of going over into a deep darkness. Oh, yeah, I still remember. 14 years ago, I remember, in that bathroom, about to slip into darkness. The intercessor is spiritually sensitive and discerning. No, let me go back. The intercessor is informed. Nehemiah understood the reality of the situation around him from a practical and circumstantial perspective. He knew what was going on, and he was aware of what needed changing. He was not self-observed, but he was rather thinking about the needs of his people. Our intercessor is not self-observed. Oh, I got to go to the doctor. Me and my husband going to the Bahamas, which all that is wonderful. See, sometimes you're focused on the Bahamas, and I just called you and said, I'm going to go in to an operation, heart operation. An intercessor, don't say I'll call you back. Don't think so. Not an intercessor. See, these are different principles, guys. Look at the nature of the intercessor. Nehemiah understood the reality. And again, he wasn't a self-observer. He knew what was going on. Principle two, the intercessor is spiritually sensitive and discerning. It ain't no daily prayer. Spiritually sensitive. Nehemiah wept over the state of things in Jerusalem, seeing his brother starving. I'm probably going to jump over some of his notes before I get to him. An intercessor will pray for your child like it's their child. I had people do that for me. I'm sure y'all have. I had people to pray. I said, my goodness. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They put themselves in your state of distress. I'm off the notes. And I ain't boasting now. But I'm coming from my heart. You in distress, they put themselves in distress. But the Bible says that you ought to take the burdens, but you don't let the burdens overtake you when you're praying for somebody. See, an intercessor is discernful. They know how to come in and come out of that thing. Huh? Okay. I think Pastor Bradford talked about that too. Sometimes the heaviness of interceding. I don't know about y'all, it can be very heavy. He knew what was going on. Principle two. The intercessor is spiritually sensitive and discerning. Nobody don't have to tell you that they husband want to give them a divorce. In your prayers, you intercede for their marriage to stay intact. I ain't got a Pastor Bradford to you. You want in-depth stuff. That's not an intercessor. Let me be clear with y'all. Pastor Bradford did tell y'all something about my character. Yeah, it is. It's none of your business. It's spiritually discerned. See, that's a difference from the nature. Nosiness, being nosy, and be, thank you, Holy Ghost. Be spiritually discerning, they're two different characteristics. Let me just hit it. Let me just let you be aware. Your eyes will be open to what a true intercessor is. Seeing his brother starving and disorder bother him, but what really broke his heart was the fact that these were God's people. It broke his heart. In addition to knowing the earthly reality of circumstances and being aware of needs, Nehemiah thought from the perspective of God. See, an intercessor, they ain't nosy in your business. They're speaking, thank you, Holy Ghost. They're speaking from a perspective. That's when the lady said her son had died. I was silent till I heard from God. Be silent till you hear from him. He would feel this, the sensitivity, spiritual perception, and discernment. Sensitivity, y'all go write it down. Spiritual perception, and discernment. Or what a burden intercessor must feel, sense, and understand. See, they sense this thing, they feel it, and they understand it. The groanings and moanings. I feel, when Sister Brenda Murray, her son, I feel. We don't have no spiritual sensitivity. I don't care whether you hear me or not, I'm telling you, we have no spiritual sensitivity. If I said this about 10 years ago. If someone had a miscarriage, you wouldn't invite them to a baby shower. It's insensitive. Principle three, the intercessor turns to God immediately. They turn to God immediately. Nehemiah didn't catch the latest sports scores and eat a few munchies before entering into some ritualistic prayer. Ritual prayer. That's not intercessor either. Okay. But it was the right thing to do. He immediately, upon hearing the news, went to God in prayer. Likely, he dismissed Hananiah, thanking him for the news. You know, when someone hears, you say, thank you, Pastor Bradford, you go into prayer. The intercessor allows himself to feel the emotions and the full reality of the situation. It's like you and they birthing that baby yourself. Don't try, I never had a baby, but trimesters or whatever y'all call it, y'all know what it is. You feeling it too. Okay. It's not a hit and miss kind of prayer. Not, I told you at the beginning, that's not an intercessor. Oh, I'm an intercessor. You better look at what you are. You want to take the burdens of people? Huh? While maintaining of you being on a divorce? I mean, I'm not boasting. I don't see that a lot. It separates that. And I'll say this, it is time when God wants you to go into the secret closet. And not pray for this person, but he wants you to go into your secret closet for yourself. But intercessor, they in a secret closet for themselves, and then they're what you do. Yeah, okay. They, as I said earlier, they don't dismiss you. Let me go back to that. God, this phone keep acting up. An intercessor does not dismiss you. Nehemiah 1:5-7. I'm going back to that one. They don't dismiss you. Their child is having heart surgery. They don't dismiss you. They're going to get brain surgery themselves. I've seen people with 4-stage cancer still interceding for others. They don't dismiss you. That's an intercessor. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, let me go back to this. Nehemiah 1:5-7. I said, I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God. This was Nehemiah's prayer. I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome prayer, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant, which I am praying before you now, day and night. On behalf of the sons of Israel, this is intercessor, your servant, confessing the sins of the sons of Israel. He confessed their sins. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments nor the statutes. He interceded for the whole nation. He interceded for the corruption they done did, wicked from the flow up, nor the ordinance which you commanded your servant Moses. He interceded. Forgive them of their sins, of their corruptions. That's going deep down in the river when you intercede for someone. The intercessor, Pastor Barbara said 30 minutes. Okay. Principle 5, I'll go through the principles. I don't want to run through this. This is not how God giving it to me. Principle 5, the intercessor accepts responsibility on behalf of others. The intercessor accepts responsibility on behalf of others. I hope y'all can hear me. We're here today, this morning. I'm confused this morning. The intercessor accepts responsibility on behalf of others. The intercessor accepts responsibility. Huh? Talking about the nature. I'm a warrior. I'm not denouncing anybody being a warrior. Everybody's not no intercessor, Pastor Barbara. Please speak about that. Please enlighten me. The intercessor himself might not be guilty of the particular sin which he confessed on behalf of his people, his church, or Christians in general. What intercessors do is act as those who go between God and those who have sinned. Just as Jesus interceded for us by bearing the penalty of sin on our behalf, so we are to put ourselves in the place of responsibility that we can beg God to forgive and restore others who have sinned. Huh? You accepting the responsibility of somebody did wrong this morning? Can't hear nothing. Okay. And there ain't too many people doing that, Pastor Barry. This is different to intercessors. Principle 6, intercessors understand the gravity of sin. Nehemiah didn't push the blame for the Israelites' situation in Jerusalem off of anybody else. He knew that immediately their dire state was not because it didn't rain enough or because their economic strategies were wrong. It was because they had sinned before God and God had disciplined them accordingly. If God is withholding his blessings upon the church, Christians have better do what Nehemiah did and look to the state of the hearts of the people of God. The intercessors acknowledge sin and confess it. Acknowledge it and confess it. And everybody should be acknowledging their sin and confess it. Principle 7. I'm going through this because I'm going to be in it to time, so I'm going to run. I don't even like that. I don't like to run through anything. Principle 7. Intercessors appeal to God according. Thank you. I don't want to run. We ought not be running through anything. We ought to obey leaders running. His intercessors appeal to God according to his character and his promises. God didn't forget his promises. But it's just the sum of his promises are conditional. For example, the promise in 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 is conditional, guys. My people, we quote it all the time. I like the last of it. Turn from my wicked ways. It's something you ain't doing. We ain't doing as Christians. You're good. It's conditional upon God's people repenting, praying, humbling themselves, and seeking God's face. Nehemiah in verse 5 reminds God and ultimately himself that God is a covenant-keeping God and a merciful God. I see this kind of prayer, too, before on Pastor Bradford. I've seen it with Jonah and all of them when they plead, and Moses, when he pleaded for Lot. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God has made promises to Israel to multiply them and bless them. So Nehemiah is appealing to those promises. God, you said I'm blessed in the city. Appeal to God this morning, everyone, for the promises. Intercessors are mindful of how God has worked powerfully in the past. Remember the Red Sea that he parted in your life. And that same Red Sea, the same thing that supposedly destroyed you, that became your ministry to bring others. And they are encouraged to pray that God will act powerfully in their time as well. I'm going to go back to that Red Sea thing. Sister Brenda Murray, I've seen her from the time I've heard her on this line mature rapidly. the same thing that perhaps it was going to try to take you out, my alcohol and drug addiction, led me right into the hands of our Lord and Savior, who allows me to intercede and have compassion for those who are drug-ridden. See, I don't like people in bondage. See, we're anointed to set the captives free. See, you're anointing just for you. Newsflash. Principle 8, intercessors beg for God to listen and act. Or it's a begging, it's a crying out when we intercede. I'm about to cry on this thing. Lord thy God, open up the doors for Sister Annette. Lord thy God. Huh? Okay. Intercessory prayer is burden and urgent. The intercessor is desperate for change and for answers from God, pleading with him for wisdom, direction, and grace. He knows that there is no hope apart from God answering and working. Again, he pleads for wisdom, direction, and grace. Principle 9. Intercessors are glad to join hearts with others who share the burden for change. Nehemiah understood highly. One could chase 1,000. Shadow Shatu, more than 10,000. Huh? Power. Power of unity, too, honey. When the walls, when Joshua shouted, you think he shouted by himself? It was unity. Pastor Bradford said in the interlude. Huh? It was unity on the day of Pentecost. You think not? All of them up there, 125, all of them was filled. There's unity in power and prayer. As we hear these people, these ministers come with this power of prayer, and I give God glory for Pastor Bradford doing this, because every time I turn on my phone or something, people are talking about prayer this month. It's not an option. I tell my family members, there's no option not to pray. You know, it's not optional. No, no, honey. It's not optional. It ain't based on how you feel either. Nehemiah understood rightly that other people were praying for the nation of Israel too. There are other men who shared his burden, and he gladly acknowledged their fact. Intercessors will stand alone if they must, but they will also readily join hands and hearts with others of like mind and burden. I have other intercessors. Yes, I do. I give God glory. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Principle 10, intercessors are led to action. Oh, okay, Pastor Barbara. I'll talk to you later. That's a prayer warrior, apostle? I don't think so. But which I can hang the phone up and intercede. Let me go back to that. But see, intercessors, they act immediately, honey. They ain't waiting till the next day, really.
Okay.
As the kid says, really? I think so. The intercessor avails himself to do whatever God needs to be done to cause the needed change. He not only assumes responsibility. I told you they assume responsibility. Y'all heard what I said? Anybody, y'all ready to assume the responsibility of somebody this morning? It separates a warrior from an intercessor. He not only assumes responsibility by interceding on behalf of others due to their unfaithfulness, but he surrendered himself in the process to be an instrument of God. This is the impact, Rebecca. I'm going to take this one slow right here. The intercessor avails himself to do whatever God needs to be done to cause the needed change. He not only assumes responsibility by interceding on the behalf of others due to their unfaithfulness here, talking about Nehemiah, as well as us, but he surrendered himself in the process to be an instrument of God and the corrective working of God, that things would stay as they are, as in no way an option for the intercessor. No, 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 no. An intercessor, when they go into intercede for you, they're praying fervently, violently, for a change to come up, a change to happen in a situation. He waits for God to lead him in the next step that he should take. Intercessor, they're waiting, listening, positioning. Intercessor not a ministry for the faint of heart. I'm coming to a conclusion.
No, baby doll.
But I just read the other day, somebody gave it to my attention. Don't boast in yourself. I think it's in Ecclesiastes. Don't boast. It is in Ecclesiastes. Don't boast in yourself. Let others boast. God give glory. You ready to go into action? Yeah, okay. Intercessor is not a ministry for the faint of heart, but rather for the tender and courageous of heart. Yes, I believe that. I'm a little strong there. But the tender, God looks at your heart, honey, the heart. I truly want people to be delivered. You see, that's the essence of my intercessor. Those who are, because I told you I don't like bondage. I told you, really, I don't like being bondage. Those who are touched by the reality of surrounding unfaithfulness are likely to intercede. They are willing to do whatever God will lead them to do, and they are totally open to his leading and direction. When God touches their heart, they pray immediately. I gotta go back, Pastor. I gotta slow this down. Minister Ernestine always says slow it down. Intercessory is not a ministry for the faint of heart, a true intercessor, though. They ain't scared to jump in, baby doll. Keep telling me, they. I call you back or wait a minute. No. But rather for the tender and courageous of heart, those who are touched by reality of surrounding unfaithfulness are likely to intercede. They are willing to do whatever God will lead them to do, and they are totally open to his leading and direction. When God touches their heart, they pray immediately, fervently, as long as they need to. They are willing to stand in the gap on behalf of others. They understand the need for God and have a total reliance on the power of prayer. They believe that God can do exceedingly above all that they could ask or imagine. There are people whose faith leads them to prayer and whose prayer leads them to action. Father God, in the master's name of our soon coming Messiah, I give you glory. Let's jump into action. Let's stand into gap. Let's stand in Pastor Bradford talked about Apostle Creed. I did look at that movie. Yeah, it did, Pastor. Well, yeah, it did. Yes, it did. And he was down. Oh, he was down bad. Marks all against him, couldn't hardly see, but he had something that was a tenacity that lied within him. It wasn't of himself. No, don't get that twisted. It was something that lied in him that had a tenacity to put the dukes up when you're down for the count, when everything, when all the natural components look like it's over, the supernatural components, it quickens the mortal body. It gives you the strength. Hallelujah. From that I can't possibly do, can't do it, to I can do all things exceedingly. The walls must come down. Every knee must bow. Every satanic agenda must bow in the mighty name of Yeshua, Amasiah. Now, for the victory is done. The walls must come down flat. Hallelujah. Your Red Sea, them in the mountains, when you speak to them, we command them to move in the mighty name of Jesus. I glorify your name for apostle. I thank you for the power of prayer. I pray you anoint each person afresh on this line. Let them become an interceder, intercessor. You have appointed certain intercessors, Father God, and they're needful. We talk about the fivefold. An intercessor is quite needful. I see that. It is quite needful for an intercessor. They're behind the scenes sometime, apostle. They're behind. You never see the face of an intercessor. They're behind the scenes. Hallelujah. When the commanding officer goes out, when Apostle Bradford goes out, the intercessor is just pleading that that is some the armor bearer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Armor bearer? I don't want to go into that. But they intercede for Pastor Bradford's strength. Huh? For that, I give you glory. I give you praise. And all the entities that try to surround it, that's what the armor bearer do. They're highly, I don't know why you got me there, Father. I go where you take me. Huh? A honor bearer, they infuse with intercessory prayer. For that, they intercede on their apostle. Let's believe that one. Everybody ain't chosen to be no cupbearer, honey. Huh? Father God, I glorify your name. I thank you for the power of prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Evangelist Denise, amen. You are indeed a teacher, amen, and you are indeed a preacher, amen, one not to be messed with, amen, and you are an intercessor, and you are very, very accurate, amen, that everyone is not an intercessor. That definitely is true, amen, glory be to God. The worst part about that is, everybody doesn't even pray, and I'm talking about Christians. Amen. But taking it deeper, everyone is not an intercessor. We want to thank God for the in-depth presentation this morning on the nature, amen, of an intercessor. Very appropriate, very timely presentation, amen, based on the book of Nehemiah. Awesome. Amen. And your 10 points. Amen. And you were very thorough, very thorough. Amen. You gave us just enough to digest. Help. You spoke about help. You spoke on being spiritually sensitive and discerning. Intercessor turns immediately, and they will not dismiss you. They accept responsibility on behalf of others. They understand the gravity of sin. They acknowledge and confess their own. They appeal to God according to his characteristics and his promises. They beg and plead to God on behalf of others. Amen. They share the hearts meets with intercessors for change, amen, with other intercessors, and they are led to action, amen, because prayer leads to action. My God, prayer leads to action. Wow. Wow, that was a wonderful closing. So some folks pray, but they ain't got no action yet. They got no action yet. But prayer leads to action. Very, very thorough. Very thorough. Very complete. And very informative. And it was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having a spirit of excellence. A spirit of excellence. And that's the teacher in you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. And see, because you seek to get an understanding, you can break it down on a deep, deep level because you seek it on that level. And no one is able to teach what they do not know or have not understood. See, so that's all I'm going to say on that. Amen. So we bless the Lord. So come back, amen, and give us some announcements. I know you got a couple things going on. I don't know what's happening with your businesses. I know you have some things going on. I don't know, in your ministry whatever announcements you would like to make or share with us, we ask that you come back for a minute or two, amen, and share it at this time.
Amen, but I'll be on Facebook tonight with my paparazzi jewelry, nickel free, lead free, and we got some cute stuff. I mean, that stuff is cute. I so many times I said I'm not going to continue with this, but when I could dress somebody, my sister went to an all white affair. That was last year. I pulled out the gold for her, and it was cute, and I put out some gold bracelets and stuff, and it coordinated with her white outfit. So when I do that, that's very pleasing to me. That's very pleasing to me. So I will continue with it. I like to see people clothed and looking nice, and the jewelry is reasonable, and they got some cute stuff. See, I like stuff. It's $5, but I like things that have quality. I like things that look like something, and it does so. Well, I got some stuff, and I got whole sets, you know, and things like that. But what just dropped in my spirit as we were, and he dropped it. But it was based on what I saw yesterday. I think in South Philadelphia, they did a prayer walk. That just drops in my spirit. We have a lot of intercessors on this line. Am I soliciting? And not to a certain degree, because if you come, you come. I just said everybody ain't no intercessor. But Pastor Bradford, Apostle, intercessors, that's what hit me, the intercessors, to come and do a power walk. That's hit it. Like you talk about that word, I don't even think about that word nation. I think highly of the things of God. So that's what's on my agenda. That just hit me as if we were talking. Let's do a power walk. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. I ain't called to do it by myself. Let's get it done. And I'm not going to beg or. And that's another thing. I ain't got to beg, y'all. I ain't begging nobody. I'm not begging. If you're led to intercede, let's get the walk. We got to take these streets. All these children are just dying.
And we sitting back looking cute. No, I don't need no paper for that. No, I don't need no paper for that. We want to be cute. I love the church, and I understand the church. He said, I understand the church. Said, Denise, you understand? Yeah, I do. I'm willing to learn more about what the church is called for, though. I'm willing to learn because I'm learning with apostle jobs. That's another thing, staying your lane. But corporately, the apostle and the bishop, we can all work together. We are to edify and build the church. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So that's what I want to do. Let's walk.
I think at my church we is walking one day. Bethel, they having a walk too. I think. Well, they having a Jesus a month. Pastor Bradford. I think it's this month. In fact, July the 15th. I think it is. And so I think it is. Many churches. Yeah. A lot of churches are gonna be doing things July the 15th. But it's in my heart to let's just walk. Let's walk. It don't cost you nothing. Walk through it. Cost you nothing to walk. Let's just walk. I don't know, pick a section of the city and walk. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. None of us should. So that's just hit me as we came. Yes, my jewelry, I'm going to take it too. And also, please intercede and pray for me, Apostle. I like the home decorating, and so I want to take that up. I'm ready to create a portfolio of birthday parties and, you know, I like to do that. Children, birthday parties, decorate, give me a theme, give me the money and I'll get it done. So I want to take that up because it just keep on coming in my heart to decorate. I like crafting. The Lord put that in my spirit like 3 years ago. I couldn't do anything in high school. I wasn't good in art. I just showed up and got an A. At that time, your attendance was important. It is today. So that's what I'm doing. I'm still with Artistic Child. I'm ready to get another child and do the summer program and pray for my autistic children. They learn a certain way, Pastor Bradford. I got to really get into the study of how they learn. Some of them don't. They're non-communicable. They don't communicate. That's why intercession is important. I declare these children will open up their mouth to be able to communicate. It's a lot. I got a lot, like you said, Pastor Bradford. I have a lot. I'm going to be. God is going to allow me to be licensed. I don't think of those things very much. I think about power walks. I think about interceding more than services. I love services. I understand the importance of school and all those things. I do. Indeed, I do. I don't take anything from them. No, I don't, because he wants us to study the word. But more important than me, get the job done. Probably be appealing to some people to. As I'm led to do that, so I'm putting online in all our intercessors. Let's go. If God is dropping in your heart, let's go. He just dropped it in mine. Let's go. I don't have to think about so much when it comes to doing God's work. Get it done. Or is it? Well, you have to know the plan now, because he gave Joshua the plan. He told Joshua to take them warriors, bring Judah, let them trumpeters go first. Yeah, Joshua was ready to do the work. Let's do the work. That's all I have. That's all. It just dropped in my spirit just now to do a power walk. I did see a church doing a power walk yesterday, and so perhaps that dropped in my spirit. But as we're talking to intercessors, it'd be a powerful thing, Apostle, for intercessors, the walk, the power walk. Amen. That's what a lot of ministry be on my mind. A lot of ministry be on my mind. Going to these streets. That's what's on Denise's mind. So, amen. Praise God. Thank you,
Apostle. Amen and amen. Thank you for sharing, my sister. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. When you mentioned the all white, it took me back to the days when church folks used to wear all white, amen, for communion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a beautiful when people used to go to homegoings and they would wear white. And it was just so beautiful. Now they come in with jeans and flip-flops. Amen. Glory be to God. But thank you for sharing. We haven't had any events in this ministry for the first 6 months of this year, but for the next 6 months, we're going to have two events, and one of them is we're calling all prayer intercessors, and so we probably can tie that in with the walk too, in addition to the services that we're going to be having. So thank you for sharing, and yes, Bethel is having a walk. Because our rainbow has been hijacked. God's rainbow has been hijacked by the LBQ community. Amen. And they're going to take the rainbow back. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that's another. There is a cause. There is a cause. Is there a cause? There is a cause. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. For sharing today. And as I said, amen, it was excellent. All the way. So God bless you, and give them your website for your jewelry, please.
It's www.paparazzi/82021.
Y'all
know, everybody knows, y'all know the World Wide Web, those who be on the internet, the World Wide Web, www.paparazzi. PAPPARAZZI, paparazzi.com/82021. I can always get the link to you, Pastor Bradford. So, but join me sometimes Facebook Live. I think I'm going tonight live. If y'all connected with me on my Facebook, Denise Jackson, something that I go live, show jewelry. And you could see, I think I'm going to live tonight, 9 o'clock. Come on and I'll show some pieces. Amen. And, of course, PayPal, you know, the basic things, PayPal and Cash App and all the rest.
Amen.
So,
So Amen. I'm checking out sometimes, and also you can always look at a rerun. If you don't catch me, come on back. Y'all come on back and look at the rerun, and just tell me what piece of jewelry that you like. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We'll be making an announcement also coming forth for all of the business owners and associated with this ministry, entrepreneurs. We have some things that we're going to be announcing forthcoming. Glory be to God. So thank you so much. Amen. Just want to remind everyone in the Apostle Circle, amen, that we have our Zoom call this morning at 9:30. Please set your alarm clock. It's going to be long this morning. I have a couple other things on the agenda. Our Elder Valerie Carte is graduating today, and they have asked me to come and officiate. Glory be to God, and et cetera, amen, glory be to God. So I'm the type of person, I don't like, you know, spending time just to be spending time. If I call a meeting, it's something to be said. You know, some people just like going to meetings. Some people just like Zoom calls. They just, you know what I mean, they just like it. Not me, you know what I mean. Let's start on time. Let's say what needs to be said. After we say what we need to say, and it ain't nothing else to be said, let's give a benediction, okay? Glory be to God. It's not in the quantity, amen, it's in the quality. And our Minister Denise alluded to that today, even as being a prayer intercessor. And so we bless the Lord. All right, amen. I believe that is it. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know what you're waiting for. Glory be to God. If you only knew, or only had a clue, glory be to God. I don't know what you're waiting for, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You don't have to wait another day. You don't have to wait another moment. Give the Lord your life right now. Right now with your pajamas on. Maybe you just stepped out the shower. Stepping in the shower don't make no difference. Maybe you're at the breakfast table already. Maybe you're in your car. Give your life to Jesus right now. He's knocking at the door. Amen. Open up and invite him in. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Glory be to God. And accept Jesus in. Invite him in. And guess what? He's coming. He's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. If you sit him there as your Lord and Savior, he's going to do the work as you follow him. Don't try to lead. Just follow. Amen. And he's going to do the work. Amen. He's going to let you know. He's going to teach you. The Holy Spirit is going to instruct you, teach you, guide you in the way that thou should go. Amen. Amen and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you this for, you know what, this ministry is an awesome ministry. And thank you so much, Minister. There's so many wonderful things, but we are raising up a nation of radical and successful believers. Started right here at home in our circle, and you guys are special. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for your service to this ministry, your support to this ministry. Amen. You give of your time, your talent, your torso, and your treasures. All right. So I'm telling you, you can't ask for no more than that. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. For your support to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. To our listening audience out there around the globe, glory be to God. We haven't heard from a lot of you yet, but we know you're there. We know you're there. We know you're listening. All right? Reach out to us. Don't be afraid. We're not going to bite you. We're not going to bite you. All right? Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Give us a telephone call. Amen. All the mailing address, all that's on the website. Okay? And stay close to us. We have a lot of new announcements that's going to be breaking forth in this ministry. A lot of new announcements. Amen. So stay close. Stay close. Amen. And come closer. All right. It's been my pleasure to serve this week. Glory be to God. My pleasure to serve. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the 5 a.m. service on social media. Glory be to God. Our 6 a.m. service. Amen. Let me see who served this week. Real quick as we give the benediction.
This week, we had our sister Norwood, amen, on yesterday, amen. Glory be to God, powerful, 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 amen. Pastor Erica, glory be to God, hallelujah. Our minister Curious, amen, who is our sister Tanya Norwood's sister, twin sister, amen. She came forth this week. Amen. Our Deacon Hattie. Amen. Our Elder Estelle Martin. So it's been a power-packed week. A power-packed week. Glory be to God. Wednesday night Bible study on YouTube. Amen. Just been a powerful week. Amen. And we're looking forward, amen, to our services on tomorrow here at 12 o'clock. And then we are coming back next week. We are still in prayer. God has not changed a thing. Amen. I'm still putting people on the calendar for July and probably will be touching base with some of you to come back and do it again. Amen. Because this is a conversation that can go on for a minute. Amen. Why? Because we ought to always pray. So if we need to always pray, that means there's always something to say about prayer. And there's always a prayer to pray. Amen. Glory be. And just because you're not an intercessor, amen, make sure you haven't been called to be one. Amen. And amen. Father God, we thank you for the service today. Thank you for our evangelist, Denise. Thank you for her heart for your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, a prayer intercessor indeed. Bless her endeavors, Father God, as you had promised to grant us our heart's desire as we delight ourselves in you. Blow her up, Father. Blow her up. She wants to now take her business, Father God, to include decorating and planning. That's awesome. That's growth and expansion. Father, and you said we will prosper as our soul prospers. So, Father God, continue to bless her. Everyone who has come forth this week, Father God, we thank you for the praise party on last night. Thank you for the Holy Ghost praise party. The King is coming. Get ready. The King is coming. Father, with our minister, Joanne, God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone that took a slot this week to pray, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everything. God, we don't want to, those who are in the background touching and agreeing, don't hardly say nothing, but they're there supporting, holding this ministry up, holding up the intercessors, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We say thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father, hallelujah. Accidents, incidents, calamities, and premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass, Father. And for us that's going to have our church services today or not, some of us will have them tomorrow. Father God, I mean, we look forward to that. But the truth of the matter is, if we don't or can't, it's okay because we've been in church every day this week, Father. This altar here is not a prayer altar, Father God. We are actually having church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have the prayer ministry, hallelujah, at 12 and 9. But here we come to church, Father, because there's no time and distance in the spirit. And we don't do anything different than we would do if we were in the building. Matter of fact, we might be closer knit together, Father, because we're here because we want to be here. And we're here because you're here, Father, in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Father, the tithes and offerings that came in this week. Bless the seed. Bless the seed, Father. Bless, Father. Hallelujah for the faithful giving and support to this ministry because, God, we can't do nothing without money. We can pray all day long, but unless we got some money, ain't nothing going down. Father, God, we can pray all we want. We go in that supermarket and buy that grocery. We better have some money. We pray all we want the first of the month. We better have some money for that landlord. We better have some money, the Father God, to pay our you. We can pray all we want, but if we don't have no money, ain't nothing happening, and Jesus knew it.
Hallelujah. And he told them where to go. So, Father God, we say thank you for those who support this ministry with their money. Father God, return unto them 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Now we bind absolutely, bless the, everything that's happening today. Remember the graduation ceremony with our Elder Carte. Remember the service that's happening tonight with our sister, with our evangelist Denise. Father God, everybody got something going on. Well, whatever we do, just help us to be in the place that we need to be and not help us to be in the right place at the right time and not in the right place at the wrong time. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Thank you for any souls that came to Christ this morning, yesterday, or the day before. We give you advance praise for the ones that's coming tomorrow. And we decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I love you. My pleasure to serve on this morning. I felt a little ill this morning. I really did. I don't know. I was feeling a little nausea this morning. Amen. But I didn't let it stop me. And Lord's willing, I'm not going to let it stop me. Thank you for your prayers for me. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you.
How many know prayer changes things? Are you going to keep praying? Are you going to keep believing? Okay, put those hands together with me. The Bible says if you pray and believe, you can speak to the mountain and say move, and the mountain will move. Amen? Here we go. I know that you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you gon' break, and it makes you say, ooh, I can't take it, ooh, no, I think it better, ooh, I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, cause you got someone in your corner, ooh, gonna be there for you.
Pray.